Hello, 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 and welcome to this edition of The Jolly Heretic. Now, I want you to imagine for a moment that you are an extremely left-wing woman. You are a left-wing woman that is into, you know, your party or the Green Party or something. You are really on the far left, and you want to do a speech expounding your views. From whom are you more likely to get a reasonable and tolerant reception? An audience of centre-left women or an audience of centre-right men? I.e., an audience of women who are broadly on your side or an audience of men who oppose you? I think it's quite fascinating that the answer to that seems to be the audience of centre-right men. And a new study, well, a new informal study, a new non-peer-reviewed study has just come to my attention. It's called Male Students Show More Tolerance for Political Enemies Than Females Show for Their Allies. And it's been published in an online magazine called Expression. And it's extremely eye-opening. And it is what I would like to talk about today. Before I do, could you do me a favour? Could you please subscribe? Could you subscribe here on YouTube? Could you hit the like button, hit the bell, leave a comment for the algorithm? And also could you subscribe to my Substack, that's jollyheretic.com, where I put all the most based stuff, stuff I can't put on YouTube, in-person interviews, vlogs, blogs, films I make. And if you like what I do, you can support for the cost of a pint of beer a month. Okay, back to the video. So what did they do, this group? Well, it's an article by somebody called Chapin Lethal Cleary. And a group by the name of FIRE, what this acronym means is not explained, did their annual college free speech rankings, in which they interviewed various people, a representative sample of students from US colleges, based on attitudes towards free speech. And, I mean, this is what they came up with. It's quite extraordinary. In essence, as we perhaps would predict, right-wing people are... right-wing men are slightly more tolerant of political difference from them, whether in a right-wing direction or a left-wing direction, than are left-wing men. Now, why are they more tolerant? Well, as I've discussed before many times, even among men, there are left-right differences in mental illness. People who are on the right are less likely to have depression, less likely to have anxiety, less likely to be mentally ill, and therefore people on the right are more likely to be tolerant of different opinions, because if you are high in neuroticism, then you are a frightened, unhappy person, and so the idea of someone questioning your views or dissenting or whatever will frighten you and make you unhappy, and even angry, because it will undermine the sort of sense you have that you deal with, by which you deal with your negative feelings, that you are morally superior. If people question your morality, then it undermines that, and that can make you very, very upset. So we'd expect there to be a small difference, and indeed there is. Among left-wing men, score 46.3% on tolerance of people to the left of them, and 37.8% on tolerance people to the right of them, whereas right-wing men score 38.1% on tolerance of people to the left of them, and 51% on tolerance to people of the right of them. So we can see this is a more substantial difference in the left-wing case. The men are less tolerant. But when it comes to the women, left-wing women score 46.3% with regard to tolerance of those to the left of them, and 23.2% with regard to tolerance of those to the right of them, compared to 37.8% for the men. And right-wing women score 28.4% tolerance to those to the left of them, and 35.4% tolerance those to the right of them. So we can see this is even they are less tolerant, right-wing females, than their male equivalent. And indeed, overall, the study found that men are 3.5 times more likely to be extremely tolerant, to be very high in tolerance, than is the case among women. So a big part then, when we talk about left-wing intolerance of right-wing views, or indeed right-wing intolerance of left-wing views, what this seems to be driven by is elevated levels of female intolerance of political views that differ from theirs, whether in a right-wing or a left-wing direction. But obviously, if they're left-wing, they're more intolerant of the right, and if they're right-wing, they're more intolerant of the left. And this makes a great deal of sense, I think, of the trans debate, the fevered trans debate, where you see women who are broadly left-wing and who identify as feminists dissenting from trans ideas, and it evokes serious loathing and hatred from non-trans people on their own side, who are, like them, left-wing, yet they are tolerated by those on the right, who broadly perhaps disagree with them and might even be anti-feminist. And that venom that is directed towards females of this kind, who claim to be of the left, people like J.K. Rowling, who claim to be broadly left-wing, but dissent in this particular area, is so extreme. And what this study would suggest is that it is what is behind that is female intolerance of dissent. Now, the study goes on to look at, well, why is this the case? Is it because women are more likely to be negatively impacted by the opinions which that they're hearing, which they don't like? And it was found that the answer is no. And the conclusion they came to, which they regarded as the only reasonable conclusion, is that women are just far more interested in social harmony, far more focused on social harmony than men. And that is why any dissent of any kind is so intolerable, because it interferes with social harmony. And this is true even if it's dissent among your own, on your own ideology. So even if you are right-wing and you have a certain scope of right-wing views that you're prepared to tolerate, dissent from that interferes with social harmony. Left-wing dissent interferes more, but right-wing dissent still interferes with social harmony. Now, if you look at the book by Joyce Benenson, Warriors and Warriors, warriors as in fighters and warriors as in people that worry, which looks at the differing psychologies of males and females, it is argued that, of course, women are ultimately evolved to be mothers. Women are evolved in prehistory to live in a harem, centered around the dominant male for whom they select hypergamously. They then find a group of female, very close friends, a group of female alloparents who are, you know, the theoretical helpers with their children. They therefore need to bond with them very strongly, because this is their children they're talking about here. So they have to bond with them very strongly. They share vulnerabilities. They share personal information. They have to be able to absolutely trust them and trust that they're not going to be shafted by these alloparents. And so it has to be a relationship of complete equality. And so wherever possible, for there to be social harmony, and that is so important in the raising of children and in the children not having problems and there not being arguments, the children not being hurt, to achieve that social harmony, you need sameness. You need people to think in the same way, not to argue, not to disagree. And that, argues Benenson, is why for women, to a greater extent than men, social disharmony is such a problem. And so naturally, as we have feminism, and as we have women increasingly in positions of power and influence, the focus will move away from tolerance of different opinions, and indeed tolerance of those different opinions in the pursuit of making sense of the world, which is a rather male-brained, autistic thing, to want to comprehend the world and make sense of it, no matter what, even if it causes offence and hurts people and causes disharmony, to social harmony being more important than anything else. And it's very interesting in this, and this I wasn't aware that the difference was so big, that the intolerance of left-wing men compared to right-wing men is only slightly higher overall. It is only, left-wing men are only slightly more intolerant of people that have different views from them than right-wing men are. Whereas women are considerably higher on both sides. On both sides, right-wing and left-wing, are considerably more intolerant. And of course, this puts us in mind of what it was like before the 1960s, when we were in a much more conservative society, and it was females that spearheaded the right-wing kind of society and the intolerance of, for example, women that had illegitimate children and that sort of thing. So there you go. It's if when we say left-wing people are intolerant and right-wing people are rather more tolerant, in general that is true, but what is under the hood, to use the American parlance, is in particular the low tolerance scores in this study by women. They score on average. I'm sure there are some very tolerant women out there. Indeed, they highlight the numbers. They highlight the numbers of those that are very high in tolerance. As I said, men are 3.5 times more likely to be extremely tolerant than are women. 6.4 for women, 1.8 for men. 1.8 for women, 6.4 for men. So they are there, but it's just less. They are less tolerant. And so obviously with a society that is much more influenced by females, there will be a much stronger push towards intolerance of dissent in either direction, but particularly in, you know, the direction that is not your politics. So left-wing women, particularly intolerant of right-wing dissent, although also intolerant of left-wing dissent. So overall then, you get this fascinating paradox whereby if you are a dissenting left-winger, and you are better off talking to standard right-wingers than to standard left-wingers if you want people to be reasonable to you and be open to your arguments. Fascinating stuff. I hope this has been of interest, chaps. And please subscribe, as I say, and I will see you all soon. And goodbye.
Are you ready for the future of the West?